Prime Video brings thrilling entertainment. Watch Heavyweight Detective Reacher Season 3, included with Prime.
Exactly how much danger is this job putting me in?
Treat yourself to the lovably chaotic Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, available to buy.
Did you have sex last night?
Yes, and it was amazing!
Whatever you're into, it's right here. Prime Video. Click or tap the banner to find out more.
What up, everybody?
What up?
Oh, are they going to do me like this? Hold on.
Sean, you be going to the movies?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't go as much as I want to.
Did you see, you saw Sinners though, right?
No, not yet.
Damn.
So you don't give a damn about nothing then.
I do. I ain't had a chance to go, man. I really, every time I get ready to
Nigga,
go.
It's June. That motherfucker came out in April.
Right. Jesus Christ, man. You missed out on all culture.
I know you
man,
ain't
I know, busy. Man.
I still haven't seen it myself.
Y'all ain't never that busy not to see it.
But I ain't got a babysitter. If me and wifey go, we're gonna have to go at the drive-in. Leave the kid in the back.
So you might as well rent it now. It's about to be. It's on digital.
Mm. Yeah, so
I wanted to see it in the IMAX thing, like you know.
Apparently, you didn't, nigga.
I didn't.
You didn't want to see shit. I was only asking because there's a bunch of stuff that's coming out. It seemed like now that COVID is officially not an excuse anymore. Like it's a bunch of shit that's coming out. I don't know if like how often people actually go to the movies outside of us who, you know, review it on a weekly basis. Like on average, how often people
that's what I was gonna ask you.
You got the kid now, so you probably don't even do half the things you do.
Yeah, so before the kid, I would say we go to the movies at least like once or twice a month. After the bro, me and my wife haven't really been out the house like you know, as a couple. Like I'm saying, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. How often do you go, Nick?
Well, because I got the because the movies is expensive, especially up here. I feel like it's probably more expensive up here than it is in the South. Because it's damn near like for a matinee, it's like $20. For a matinee, it's like $20, and if you don't get a matinee, it's like about $22, something like that. So that's why I got that AMC subscription where it's like I pay about $25-$26 a month and I can see three movies a week. It's four movies now. Four movies a week. Mm. So basically it's like if I just see at least two movies a month, then it pays for itself.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's what I try to do. I try to see at least two movies a month. But some months it's hard because there's some shit I just don't give a fuck about seeing. But like lately it's been like okay, especially like but since April, there's been a lot of good, like interesting movies that I'll check out. So yeah, this last month, as far as May, I probably saw at least three.
Is it far from where you live?
Yeah, it's about like it's about the same as a movie theater from Atlanta too now. So it's about like 25 minutes away. The closest.
See, I ain't got no excuse, man. Mine is
what kind of theater
right
is
down
it?
The street.
Is it
this shit down the street, Shelton?
It's AMC. It's nice. Yeah, mine is really literally down the street, people. And it was one point when I had the membership, I was going at that point. I was using it. I had they had like a tub of popcorn, like you could refillable popcorn box.
Yeah.
I had that. I had the whole thing. I was going regular, like because I wasn't doing nothing else during the day at the time. Wasn't doing nothing but going to I was going to the gym every day. That's all I was doing was going to the gym and going to the movies. That was all I did during the daytime. So, yeah.
What gym you go to? LA Fitness?
I was going, this is funny, true story, but I was going to Planet Fitness at the time. I got LA Fitness now, but at the time I was going to Planet Fitness and I was trying to get back in shape because I had gotten, make sure y'all get y'all's blood pressure checked at all time. My blood pressure was running high. Mm-hmm. So I was at Planet Fitness and I was trying to get, I used to be in excellent shape, but I was trying to get back So I was working out with the old people at Planet Fitness. So I was, man, them old people was kicking my butt because they was in there doing them exercises. I could not keep up. Lord.
Them old folks, they be in the gym for real. Like they ain't, yeah, especially if it, in the daytime. If you see yes. old folks in the gym at the daytime, they in there damn near every day.
It was the same people.
What neighborhood?
In Conyers.
Conyers, okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say if you go to the because when I was the last place I lived was in Lathonia off of Panola Road.
Yeah.
And they've been reworking you as you've been down there. They've been changing up that whole area for a minute. They had a Planet Fitness there. Bro, Shelton, the biddies that be there, bro, alone will get you in the gym. Yeah, nonetheless, though, exactly it's the best time to go. That. The best time to go to the gym is always to me is like between like 8 a.m. to like 3 p.m. After that, it gets nuts. It gets super crowded after that time.
Yeah, normally right after work like that. Because I used to hit around 5:30 most days after
it'd be that. Packed.
But yeah, it'd be packed. But it was motivational packed at that. So that was always good. That was always good. You can hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, funny as hell. Yeah. I was like, matinee time and in general.
Yep.
For running during the week or running errands is the best. Especially, well, that's because I'm used to living in Atlanta. Like, that schedule of, like, traffic, I was trying to beat. Anytime after 2 p.m. is, like, it's nuts to be out on the road.
Man.
But up here, everything's compact. So, they it don't really take you much to get anywhere.
Yeah. And what's the main mode of transportation where you are?
You still drive like that, but it's just weird. It depends. It depends. Cause a lot of people live in Connecticut, but they work in New York, some people. So they just take the train. And cause the train station, there's like a couple train stations that's all around. There's train stations all around. So you can get in and out the city. And that's not necessarily having to drive, but it's still like a suburban area outside. I live downtown though. But but you get to the suburbs in like 10 minutes by car. So most people still have a car and all that. But like you don't necessarily need it depending on where you're at. Because everything's like in a 2-block radius and stuff like that. It's very East Coast.
Bro, there's no way on earth. And I'm a great driver, but there's no way on earth I could drive in New York.
Oh, yeah. New York driving is nuts.
Goodness gracious. New York
driving is nuts. Because it's organized chaos.
Like that's the best way to describe it. You described it perfectly. Organized chaos. But I was
the only kind of driving that's worse than that I've physically like seen and like been in is when I was in Uganda for my family reunion. And because Africa is basically the origins of all nigga shit. So imagine it's dirt roads in a city and there's no dividing lines. There's no nothing.
Yeah,
traffic. It's just traffic. And everybody, it seemed like it's going to be an accident every 2 seconds, but like everybody kind of knows how to navigate. That's the only way that I could describe like the closest thing to New York traffic is like, that's worse.
Yes.
But New York speaking traffic
is. Oh, I was going to say, speaking of nigga shit, what up, Lou?
He always coming on screen like he just lit an incense. We know what you doing, nigga. That's why your ass be sleepy. I told
like
you.
Like he Lou Badu.
I told you to switch to sativa, nigga. Your beefy ass.
You prefer sativa, nigga?
I have nothing to say to that.
I have no issue going to sleep. I like being. I have like I be having things to do. Once I do indica, bro, it's like that's a wrap. It's your day.
Done. I love indica. I prefer indica.
That's because you a daddy. you want to go to sleep. You tired.
Nah, you know what though? Like my issue is going to sleep, but like once I'm asleep, it's a wrap. But I just like the way indica make me feel versus sativa though.
I know I love sativa. Sativa, I can
sativa.
I can
some sativa make you feel anxious sometimes.
Nah, not for me. I just be on the move, but I still like that head high.
You're still a young guy, Nick.
I ain't much younger, much longer, boy. I'm getting up there.
You ain't got no shit. You been period. On? How long you been on Dead End Sports now?
I want to say since since I moved out there, it was like 2018. Like
yeah, 2018, so 7 years, almost a decade, nigga. Yeah,
I thought
almost.
You got up dead in sports the same time I did.
It was a little bit before you. It was a little bit before you.
The other reason I thought it was the same time, because I thought we both were guests on the Kobe show.
We were. Yeah, I didn't know if I was a regular by then, because I know that was when Rod came on. That was one time that Rod ever came on and I was there. Uh-huh. He was a Kobe fan. But I started recording it at y'all studio in like July of 2018, I think. And then I think I talked to Ken and a few other people, and they invited me and Swaff. Me and Marcus was on there as a guest, and I just kept on coming on after that. Yeah, I don't know. Lou, when did you start?
It was the football season 3 years ago. Because I told Ken that I wanted to be on during football season.
Okay. Of course.
And like I had been a guest before.
Yeah.
But I told Ken that I expressed interest in, like, when y'all do football season, I want to, you know, come talk with y'all throughout the football season. And then from there, it was just like, all right, I like this. It's fun. It's cool. Everybody good.
Mm-hmm.
Shelby said this before. This one of the few things where we don't really ever have any issues outside of our sports debates.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes this so great. Like, no one has any animosity or like, man, he's weird or anything like that. Like, I think we all get along well enough to where this comes through as a broadcast. It's like, okay, they really like or fuck with each other.
I think that's one crazy of
the
best
things about this broadcast.
Yeah, because the way we talk to each other, that's the only reason.
Yeah, right. Like, a lot of people can't talk to each other like we talk to each other.
That's no, exactly, they take it home. 100%. And that stuff, man, that's crazy because, like I said, I've been a part of several different entities.
Everybody can't do that.
Nah, and it don't ever work that smooth. It's rarely where it's like, I mean, of course you have issues, but it's not real issues compared to some of the other things. Like, you know,
part of it is that we all played sports. So like in the locker room,
it's the team thing,
you know, shit, you know, can get a little left, but it ain't a good locker room doesn't get all the way left. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say two things. One, I was like, we also have like our own unique individual relationships with each other too. So that helps as far as like chemistry. But I was also going to say this, and even though it's not truly fact, but I was like, we also, because we men too, like, there's a certain level, like, if y'all want to take it there, it's like, all right, we know where it could go, but like, it ain't never that deep because we talk about sports. Like, we ain't talking about nothing else.
And it ain't never like no jealousy, animosity, anybody worry about, like, you know, and that happens on a lot of situations, man.
That's because they don't know each other. That's what I'm saying. Most of that shit is just like, we just putting two people who we think can work together.
Yeah.
That's why
it happened with Michelle Beto and Stephen A. Smith today. When she was
really? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Mm. Michelle Beto was like, he took whatever job she had. Yeah, he took her job, essentially. And she was like, she don't fuck with him. She think he's selfish.
Oh, that's Michelle, not
I mean, Michelle Beat also said nigga on the air. So at this point, it kind of balances out. She did it.
I heard it, Lou.
Stop,
kid. You didn't hear it.
I heard it, man.
You did not say
she did. Ooh, Caruso. She said sorry immediately, but she still said it. She laughed about it.
It was a mistake.
Say it with your chin.
Oh, not a mistake.
It was a mistake.
I ain't never heard that before.
Nah.
Okay, see you up.
It take a lot for me to have sympathy for white women, bro. Especially when a black person take their job. Like, I'm like, all right. That's reparations right at that point.
There you go.
That's funny.
You lost that job at 8 more.
Are y'all expecting this where it is, 10 points down?
One to that. I thought it would be a little bit closer.
I didn't. I'm surprised, like, it's...
Like, they got... I mean, they Pacers getting nothing.
Because they don't play defense. They only play offense.
I thought that the first game... Somebody said it. One of y'all said that this first game, Indiana may be able to steal it. And
that was me.
That was you.
That's always the case for any series.
Yeah, they come out, you know, a little bit more focused and with something to prove. And I still think they have a chance. They're not, I mean, it's a 10-point game, but we've seen Indiana come back for more. So I'm not going to just count them out like that. And they've had a ton of turnovers this first half.
I just saw three.
They start off the game like with more turnovers than field goals.
Shooting bricks.
So I think that they still can, you know, they still got a shot. They just got to quit turning the ball. They turned over again, as I say that. I think they got 18 turnovers now, something crazy like that.
Well, remember, they were down to the Knicks.
Don't do that, Ken.
I'm sorry.
Y'all always trying to bring up shit thinking we on a whole different series.
But it looked like that game was a wrap and Nesmith caught fire. Yeah. That's the game that got Phillips fired.
It really mm-hmm. is.
Yeah, well, because it was like, if you don't win this series, then we're going to have to let your ass go. Because how you lose that game when you was up by 10 with 50 seconds left?
Oh, here they go.
Damn near by 10.
Another turnover. Am I behind you, Ken?
Yeah.
I'm 52-43.
Yeah, I'm behind you.
I'm one. I'm on
Knicks game 6.
Show you running the Wi-Fi off the microphone. That shit ain't gonna work.
Wi-Fi off the microphone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a minute left for me.
Both these teams guards off the bench. I really like TJ and I like Caruso for what they bring to both these teams.
I could give a damn about either one.
It's the white boys off the bench.
Yeah, boy.
Right. There should be a parlay on that somewhere.
What's up, Shay?
Hey, Shay. Shay be hooping.
He do.
That three was big right there.
All right, Lou, nigga, we all on different times. Nigga. Just say your commentary for halftime.
Damn, nigga, I know you was on, what is it, Vizmo? What's Vizmo?
Oh, that's just bad defense to leave him open like that, though.
Cause to me right now, Indy's playing like Indy hasn't got this. They're getting like the ultimate taste of their own medicine. We a young, fast paced team that play defense, or like that plays like aggressive, pesky defense. And Indy doesn't have a go to scorer outside of Halliburton, and he ain't a go to scorer naturally because y'all keep on saying he's just a point guard, pure point guard first and foremost, who can score. That don't help you in this series. Now, I'm not trying to get over it. You know, they say don't get high or low on game one. I'm just saying right now, this is exactly how I thought it would play out.
Let me ask y'all this. If Shay dominate.
Oh, here we go.
He go jinx them. They always say we've been jinxing them since the Minnesota series.
What? If he dominate, like, I know we talked about this a little bit Tuesday. But he is undoubtedly like the most popular player in the league, right?
No. Popular, no.
Why? No. Because he plays in Oklahoma City?
No, because he's Canadian. No.
Yeah, you still got LeBron, Steph, all these people are still in the league.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you have
popularity.
Old though.
Like, they still popular. You said popular.
Yeah,
if he win a championship, though,
it does not.
What did that do for Tatum?
What did it do for Giannis?
Tatum ain't as good as him.
It didn't do any shit for Giannis. Matter. It didn't do shit for Jokic.
No, that matters not.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody's the NBA media casuals aren't invested in SGA's story. Mm. Ant is a story they're probably going to latch on to because now
is he American?
That helps. And he reminds people, you know, he's something you can get behind, familiar. He's energetic. He talks. He cracks jokes. Mm-hmm. You know, and now after losing twice in the finals, playing as awful as he did, I think people will start becoming invested in his story. When is that going to win a title? You know, all this other stuff that they've been saying about him. I think that's going to help propel him. But
So y'all still going to have Steph, LeBron, those people before SGA, even absolutely. If you win a title?
Popularity? You saying popularity? People don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You talking about popularity?
Steph and LeBron are household names. Yeah. They're known by that.
It's still more popular than
you. Don't have to know basketball to know who Steph, LeBron, or even Ant at this moment is. SGA winning a championship does not propel him into non-basketball world.
I guarantee you, most people like casuals don't even know what SGA stands for.
Right. And that's Nick, that's after the championship. They still
maybe they know Shay. They just come from Shay.
No, casual fans still won't.
No, I'm just saying they may not know what the GA stands for. They don't say, oh, that's Shay. But yeah, I think the NBA has a horrible way of marketing small market players these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even no matter how, unless like the last good small market player that they promoted heavily and great. Was LeBron to me. Yeah, that's because he was LeBron.
And it started when he was in high school.
Yeah,
exactly.
So people got attached to his story. No one has really, I think this boy uploaded the wrong episode. I think nobybody has really followed or gotten into SGA's story like that. So, yeah.
Why do you think that is, though? He just not interesting? Like, even with Halliburton, people are following that. Like, they've taking a vested
because he's a villain
in
yes
because he's a small town villain
so him being stage. A villain him being a villain is more intriguing than SGA being the next superstar
because he's a villain to everyone's like well-known or famous player he's a villain to Brunson who's a New York Knick so everybody who watches the Knicks know like oh I hate that guy from that random ass city because he always talking shit or he's a villain you know what I'm saying? Like he plays spoiler. Every hero needs a villain, and you know the villain based off the hero.
Yeah, like he crushed the Knicks 2 years in a row. So that alone.
All right, bro. I'm getting tired of y'all. This ain't the time.
So y'all, I just want to make sure I understand what y'all are saying. Y'all have Halliburton over SGA as notable NBA superstars.
Take the superstar out of that. He's more notable.
Stars. You're right. Yeah. Stars.
Yeah.
Halliburton is over SGA.
But I think SGA could catch Halliburton. Will catch Halliburton he after the series.
But
right now he's over him.
I'll put it to you this way, Spag. I think if Halliburton goes off and he does some of the same stuff he was doing in game against the Knicks in this series and win the title, Halliburton is gonna leap.
Yes.
It's theatrics, bro.
Exactly. And to that counterpoint, SGA has to win a title for him to be well known more than that. That's how far back popular was.
Yeah. Halliburton has more notable moments too. He's look at all the game winners he's had and clutch moments. You know, SGA is once again he's the MVP, but at the same time.
And that's because it's the fault of the team. The team has been so dominant. And has just been winning, that it's just like, okay, they won. So you don't really get to see like moments where like they're coming back and like oh, he made a game winning shot and all this other stuff. It's like they just been dominant. So you don't really need to highlight anybody specifically.
Lance, I'm not saying that SGA isn't more popular than Halliburton. He is. We're looking ahead in a crystal ball and saying that if Halliburton keeps up with the choke sign and doing all kind of showman-like stuff, that will go viral. People will start watching it, and people will start paying attention, and that will increase his popularity, and he will take off. But I think the issue with SGA, the thing that made Curry captivating is what he was doing, the way he was shooting threes, the distance he was shooting threes. Like, he was electrifying to watch. SGA is fun to watch, but it's not the same. It's just like, and with Dwayne Wade, like, his game, to a certain degree, reminds me of Wade, you know, with the mid-range, you know, killer. But Wade's became a name in college when he had that triple-double in Marquette. And then he came on the NBA, and then he took off. And then, of course, he had a great story when he came back and won the title against Dallas. The, against Dallas, but he was taking off before then.
Hey Nick, yeah. You said Indiana don't play defense. What you been watching?
This is what I mean by that, because I know a lot of people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Indiana's defense is their offense, as far as, in my opinion, as far as like they keep pushing the ball, to the point where they outscore you. And you're kind of like in football, if you score 20 or 30 points, the team stops running the ball and they just keep throwing and it looks like lopsided. Now people are going to say, what did they do to the Knicks? They harassed Brunson and all that. That's because the way the Knicks play basketball, it's very one guy at a time offense.
But they did that throughout the entire playoff.
Exactly. And all those teams, what do they all have in common? Giannis, one guy offense. Donovan Mitchell, one guy offense. That's not defense if you're just swarming one guy. Not even against Donovan, because he like had over 30 points a game.
That's called strategy, though.
But that's again, called strategy. Yeah, but that's not playing defense to me. Defense is like when the Celtics, like the 07, 08, 08 Celtics, what's a good defensive team I'm trying to go back to? Like what OKC is doing now, and their run is like they shut down teams. Like when you don't score over 90 or if you don't even get to the hundreds, because like look at the game one that they won against the Knicks. It was 138 to 135 or something like that, bro. Like that's not defense. Who says that's defense? They have a way of playing offense that is their defense, because we know that we're going to keep scoring, and eventually you're going to have to catch up to our pace, which eventually means that you're going to have turnovers and or based off us, our pesky defenders, we're going to get more steals and stuff like that throughout to transition offense.
So I will say this. You're only half right in a sense that – not for real. Like I just hear a whole bunch of wah, wah, wah. Like, bro, you're not making no sense in my opinion.
Do you say they have a shutdown type of defense?
No, what I'm saying is that they have a very efficient defense, and maybe they're not as great as OKC because they're not, like, just individually and collectively. OKC is a step or two above at every position, right? So that's why they play how they play. Indiana plays defense, bro. You know what defense is, Nick? It's taking away your number one option. That's playing defense, whether it's football, basketball, or whatever. If I could take your number one option away and force you to go to option two, three, and four, that's playing defense, and that's what Indiana does.
I don't consider that playing defense, because I like what you said earlier. You said that it's a strategy, right? Strategy is like Sheldon. In any game that you go to, let's say, for example, I'm not trying to change the genre of the sport. But let's say someone's playing the Bengals. What's the most obvious thing anybody who's not even a defensive coordinator is going to try to take away?
Ja'Marr Chase.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So that's not defense to me. That's obvious. You want to have Chase blanketed, so Burrow has to go. Like if we're going to lose this game, we're going to lose with someone else, not Chase. To me, I consider defense is they don't score over 20 points. Which the Bengals average them.
That's where you're wrong, because if I take away your number one option and force your second option to be your number one option, and then we slow that person down and don't let that person get off, that's what they did to Cat. Cat had one really good game against Indiana. Really good. That was it. They played defense.
No. He had one game that they won. Cat was like that first game. Cat had like 30 points. The game three, like Cat had a really great series. If you look at the numbers, like he had a double. He averaged like 20 and 12.
Did Brunson have a great series? No. A good series?
So, mute his mic, Ken. Mute your mic.
Towards the last few games, Brunson. Like I would say, the last game was Brunson's worst game. And if you look at the percentages shooting wise, they'll say, "Oh no, we played great defense." But Brunson was going on. Like Brunson, no one stopped Brunson from doing what he really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Again, it was more about the flood of the offense. That's what I was talking about in that series, is that Indiana's offense is like a faucet that doesn't turn off. Eventually, you're going to have a leak and it's going to flood the house. That doesn't mean that I said there was two strategies the Knicks can do to win that series. It was like Cat has to go off consistently, and they have to make Indy a half-court offense, which they're not. They're not a half-court offense. They get all that stuff on transition, all that. Look at what OKC is doing because they play better defense. They're making Indy have turnovers because they're trying to push the ball down the court, and they can't do it because they have all the OKC's wings and length is getting steals or getting block shots. They don't have someone to set them up on offense and say, go ahead, get a bucket right now outside of Halliburton. Siakam's trying to right now, but, you know, again, it's still game one, so we can see how this game ends. But to me, defense is we limit you from scoring after your app. Like, your whatever you average, we limit you under that. Just because, like, if the Bengals – if Ja'Marr Chase only has 30 yards and zero touchdowns, but the Bengals win 30 to 28, that doesn't say, oh, they played a good defense. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you limited Chase, but you let the rest of the team still got off. Defense means that you limit them under their average. That's, to me, that's good defense. If you let someone score over 115 points a game – in the playoffs, because, you know, the playoffs is more slow pace, half-court offense for the most part. That, to me, is what I go off. And that may be an old-school mindset, but that's just how I look at defense. I don't look like if you scoring in the – if you win 140 to 135, that's not good defense to me.
It's, I think it may be relative. It depends on the game and the flow of the game and how stuff – is looking.
What you're saying to me is that at the end of the day, did we win the game?
No. I'm saying, like, it depends on the flow of the game. Like, you know, the way Indiana played basketball is pace. So it's going to be a ton of up and down, up and down, up and down, which is going to be a ton of points being scored, even though you may be still, like forcing a bunch of turnovers, for example. You still may be scoring points, but we're forcing turnovers. We're controlling this game. So it kind of mirrors to that sometimes. So sometimes you can play really good defense yet give up points at the same time. If I'm making it difficult for you to score, if I'm making it hard for the top player to get his, you know, that's kind of winning basketball. That's what I kind of did.
I see, but that's the to me, like, the obvious thing isn't playing good defense. Like, the obvious thing is to try to take away SGA, right? That's what Indy wants to do, is like let everybody else beat them. But what I don't even know what SGA has right now. He may have gone off a little bit towards the end, but still, it's like if SGA gets 30 plus this series and they win, it's like where was the good defense at? At what point was it good defense?
Hey Nick, I saw there's an article on ESPN, and they were talking about the Thibodeau firing, and they said that had actually been discussed for months. And of course, game one was the one that sealed it, and of course, losing the series. But I think throughout the season, it seemed like they were not happy with how things were going throughout the whole year. And I think that run he went on could have saved him. But exactly. He eventually lost.
That's what I was saying on the episode. Like, I was trying to make it a little bit more clear, is that I had concerns about the Knicks just like everybody else, because it was obvious. Like, FIFA and them was pointing out, like, look at their record against good teams.
Right.
But because of what they did in the playoffs, it was like you forgot about what happened in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, like, the record against good teams was, like, I looked at their late game execution. And, like, they would have leads or they would be close and they wouldn't be able to close out these games. It wasn't until, like, even at towards the end of the season when they played Boston, it was a close game, but they lost. And people were using that as, like, oh, a barometer, like, they're getting better. But to me, it was just, like, I didn't like the way they were playing really towards the season throughout most of that season until, like, that second half. But I'm not surprised because, I mean, shit. Me and FIFO, again, we came on here as soon as that cat trade was, like, he was already on the hot seat low-key. He was like, bro, if you don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals with all these players, your ass going to be gone. So he did that, but they lost in a ugly-ass way. They didn't lose in a way where it was like, oh, we went to seven and Halliburton made a shot that, you know, ended the series when it could have been, like, anybody's game. It was like they were up 3-1. And game five or game six was – or game five was just a lucky win, how most people are going to look at it in revisionist history. But
– that game one did them in.
That game one was ugly.
They should have won that game.
That game one
– set the tone.
It took the soul out of the whole team. It took the soul out of the whole city.
And going back to a conversation Celtics, I 100% agree with you what defense is. Because in today's basketball, it's so skilled that it's not about shutting teams down. Just like football, it's not about shutting a guy down. It's about making it as difficult as possible to get whatever it is that you're trying to get. And with Indiana, they do that. That's why I say they play defense. Whether you score 140 or not, was that a tough shot? Like, look at Jalen Brunson, bro. That little dude had a hit, hella tough shot. It was hard as hell for him to get buckets.
But that was because of, but we talked about their offense. It's easy to make him
We understand that.
But that,
we
understand that plays that. A factor.
But I don't disagree with that. But at the end of the day, is it hard for you to score? Yes or no? It was. Was it easy for Cat to score? Was it easy for Josh Hart? Was it easy for OG? Was it easy? It wasn't easy. That's great defense in this modern NBA. Now, what you're talking about, Nick, is early 2000s, late 90s NBA.
Yeah, you don't want to watch that.
What I'm talking about is what I'm looking at right now. OKC is harassing the fuck at every mm-hmm. level. They not getting shit. No one's scoring. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they doing whatever the hell they want to on offense right now.
Yeah, their rotations and switches are crisp.
Exactly, like
exactly where they, right. Indiana wants
to
go.
It's will and want to with strategy.
It's personnel.
Yeah, matchups. Man, I didn't know Doris Burke was calling the game, bro. She looked like she does not want to be there.
What? I think ESPN is just they need to bring back Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy. I don't know why the fuck they got rid of them motherfuckers. That's what I grew up on. That's what I got used to. Like
with Mark Jackson and Stan Van Gundy, they were getting on the refs too much. So the NBA
who gives a fuck?
The NBA.
Yet they bringing it inside the NBA moving forward. Like they ain't about to say shit.
Yeah, but that's after the game, not during the game, as it's happening in real time. That gives you a whole different perspective, bro.
But we know refs are trash. I've been telling y'all
Okay. But when you're doing color commentary, you could sway the audience. After
yeah, the fact, it's like yeah, it's revisionist history. Even if they're bad, you can't call out your own.
The audience is gonna call them out regardless. What the fuck?
I wasn't mad at what
she said. No matter.
No. Yeah. You can't call out your own product. It's like someone's like working at a job and talking bad about it. You can't really do that. Mm-hmm. It's trashing your product.
It's like, look, Shelton sells Dodges for a living. It's like him going to work and be like, nah, you don't buy that Hellcat. It's gonna break down in 2 months. Like what? Like you can't say that. You can't say that.
Hold on one second. I'll be right back.
Well, at some point, maybe OKC hit a cold streak. You know, Indiana.
You know, basketball is a game of runs.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like 10 points. Yeah. How long have I been saying 20 points isn't a lot?
No, not
in,
not
in this NBA. So they're right where they want to be.
Yeah, that's a two-basket run, and you're right back in the game.
Yeah. You get two stops and three baskets. It's a four-point game.
They can't let Shy get those mid-range elbow jumpers, bro. Like,
they got to beat him. They got to figure out how to beat him to the spot. They can, for some reason, they cannot beat him to the spot. And I don't understand it.
Herky-jerky. It's just like Halliburton's game, but just their approach is different. Like, Shea tried to get buckets. Halliburton's just trying to get playmate.
Like, look at that. Well, y'all may be behind. They can't hit shit.
Ooh, good pass. Because, Ken, and you know, we talked about, you know, all these teams, like, one thing that they can get better. You know what every team can use, including OKC? Bucket getters, Ken. Bucket getters are premium, dog. And you look at Indiana right now in the half court. They got to get bucket getters. You saw that play right there. What was it? Mm-hmm. Fast pace, off the miss, boom, push it. You know what I'm saying? That's their mm-hmm. offense. But in the half court, they struggle because they don't have a true bucket getter. Siakam can take advantage of mismatches, But he's not an auto bucket. He's not KD. It don't matter who you put on KD. KD gonna get a bucket. That's the ooh. Why you jumping through that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the man, I
forgot 10-point game. 10-point game. That's striking distance.
Yeah, the other thing I think that was really bad in the Knicks series is, I mean, they were getting fast breaks off of made baskets. The Knicks would score and like two passes, Siakam's down. They're scoring. So that Thibodeau never made an adjustment. But I'll be curious to see how game two goes, though. Yeah, I'll be curious to see how that goes. See, ooh, he hit him with the elbow.
Yeah, Chief Meowdy, you are correct. People ain't too many bucket getters out there. Mm. You can't just go get one.
Mm-mm. They don't exist like that. Mm-hmm. They don't exist. But literally, SGA.
That's too easy.
What you about to say, Spike? SGA, what?
I was asking who the bucket getters were.
Oh, in this series, SGA is a bucket getter and Siakam's the bucket getter for Indiana.
Yep.
And that ain't a fair matchup.
OKC is just SGA.
Yeah, he's the one guy that can create his own offense at an elite level. Possession after possession. There's nobody else on that squad that can do that at that level.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Rodgers yet.
Mm.
You see that pass? That's what you mm-hmm. said on two people. Mm-hmm. That pass was mm-hmm. filthy.
This mm-hmm. is bad defense by Indy.
Yeah.
Damn, Miles Turner. Oh. Miles Turner got to show up, bro.
He does. They've had every opportunity to be in this game. It's not like right OKC there. Is just playing like
the full move.
Oh yeah, it's a travel.
Yeah,
I got to see it slow down. One, two.
Yeah.
Typically, they let that go in the NBA. They that's not a call.
I have seen them call it in the playoffs lately. Right. In a couple of those games,
I have.
Like a little move, I'm like, and I'm with you because I'm like, oh, they call that, but it right now.
Hey, I'm gonna be right back. I'm about to switch back inside.
Yeah, okay. See, they just getting what they want, bro. So Indiana got to tighten that up. They got to tighten it up. So, and you know, I think the thing about
what you say about Rodgers.
Oh, somebody asked if let me put this little thing the chat on screen. Somebody asked if we talked about Rodgers yet.
Do you want to talk about it now or save it for?
What is there to say? We on commercial break. We can talk about it now. What is there to say?
Because I didn't put any stuff on the Steelers because I was like, I wanted to see when the official deal was done so we can kind of officially talk about it. Because obviously, I get tired of speculation after a while. What there is to say is what I predicted. I know, Lou, you hated when I brought it up the first time a few weeks ago or months ago.
Everybody predicted this. Stop.
No. I'm talking about months ago. When I was like,
everybody said he was going to the Steelers.
I'm talking about months ago when I brought it up. He was like, I don't want anywhere. You only saying that because you want the Steelers to be shitty, nigga. All right, we can go back. I can bring up the tape, nigga, when I brought it up. he was like, this is you trying to act like you being nice, but this is your employer.
Y'all going pull the tape up.
But I'm just saying, if y'all believe in Mike Tomlin, this ain't got none of this is not a big news story. If y'all believe in Mike Tomlin, they still gonna have a winning record and they still gonna go to the playoffs, right? Because he can go to the playoffs and have a winning record with anything. So I'm like, this really don't mean much. The only thing that I'm more concerned again is like it's a 1 year deal for a 40-plus-year-old quarterback or a 40-plus-year-old drug addict. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's crazy how you try to remove.
Here's my problem.
Now, he tried to remove all the blame from Aaron Rodgers and put it directly onto Mike Tomlin as a Bengals fan.
Yeah.
That's the
what blame?
You're disgusting for that.
What am I what blame?
You're
am
saying if y'all want to, oh, y'all want to do this for Mike Tomlin? No, it got more to do with Aaron Rodgers than it does do with Mike Tomlin.
Shelton, am I wrong? What, y'all know that I don't care for the Steelers, and y'all know I've been really critical of Mike Tomlin, correct? Mm-hmm. But what I've been proven wrong, and what Ken reminds me, because everybody always tries to predict, is like the Steelers going to eventually have a losing record because of the quarterback situation. Because we can't really name most of their quarterbacks.
I predicted it a couple of times. I've been wrong.
Exactly. So my thing is, he's never had a losing season, right? For about, 15 plus years. So it don't really matter who you have at quarterback, whether it's Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, whoever gives a fuck. Like,
Kenny Pickett, they
still win. So this shouldn't be really this. I mean, this is more of like a sexy story to talk about because of the name. But I gave up on the Aaron Rodgers experiment after the Jets. That was my last call of me defending Rodgers. Because he hasn't been to the playoffs in that long, and it's been ugly.
You wasn't saying that when the season started for the Jets.
I know. I said after the Jets season, I gave up on it. Remember, towards the end, I was like, bro, it's a wrap. He's done. I used to be a big Mr. Rodgers fan. I thought he was going to take him to at least the AFC East champion, not championship, but at least win the division in the AFC East and make a probably, potential deep postseason run. I was completely wrong on that. But this is a new situation, new franchise, a more respectable franchise because they continuously are a playoff team. So I mean, shit. I don't see Tom. If you believe that this is a mistake because you think that he's gonna bring Mike Tomlin down, and that says a lot about the Steelers. Because if they don't have a winning season with Rodgers, then that means that they have to draft a quarterback, or that means they should tank that season to draft a quarterback.
But see, that's it.
Because they need to restart. Because once Rodgers leaves, Rodgers retiring next year. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying. Regardless how the season ends, he's retiring next year. And then what do the Steelers do from then? That's the bigger question than that. It's not even about this season. It's about next season.
See, that's the problem.
It's a one-year deal.
The problem I have with this is we know that Aaron Rodgers is not the answer for this team. It's not. He's not going to lead them to the promised land. Aaron Rodgers has proven who he is. We should have known he was going to be there once it was rumored that he was, he's contemplating retirement. I knew for this whole time he was going to play, but he takes this part of the year off. I've seen several veterans say, we don't need OTAs and all that stuff like that because we done already done all this stuff. There's nothing we need. He's already been working out with these guys for months, the receivers. So I knew he was coming. But my problem with bringing in the Aaron Rodgers is, what does this say to your long-term situation for the Steelers?
They
really don't have a plan.
To
be honest, this was the year you had a chance to draft. You had several good quarterbacks in the draft. You had several times to draft a quarterback. I'm talking about later on. I'm not talking about early. I'm talking about later for a team like this. They could have drafted. You had several names that you could have tried at least before you got to what's the one he drafted? Howard. You had other names that you could have tried, third, fourth, fifth round. That would have been, to me, better options than going with Rodgers. At least you got a shot at your future. So that's something that I would have thought they would have done instead of setting it back. Now they're gonna make the playoffs probably again, like they always do. You're not gonna get a high draft pick.
What if they want to win a Super Bowl right now?
They're not gonna do it with me and you both have said this forever. They ain't gonna do it with Aaron Rodgers.
Because it's like what do the Steelers have offensively to make you think? Like, let's not even talk about quarterback. Aaron what do the Steelers offensively have in the division? Let's just stick to division because let's take out
all
quarterback.
They got is DK.
All they got is DK and what else? The offensive line is being retooled and it's still shitty. They have no running backs because they just gave up Najee Harris and he wasn't shit. They drafted a running back, but we don't know who the fuck he is because he just got drafted. Their defense is getting old.
As we saw last year. Nick, now I did see a report today that Terry McLaurin is sitting out, and they're talking about several teams showing interest. So Pittsburgh is like one of those teams that's showing a lot of interest and maybe trying
But they don't have
Terry.
Yes, Terry.
But they don't have any capital. They don't have any capital to give up to get Scary Terry, unless they're giving up a first round pick, which would be stupid.
Hold on. Let's rewind. Why is Scary Terry not? Why is
he said they're not doing enough on his deal to make him feel like he's a number one wide receiver. So
he wants a long term deal, and they're not.
They were supposed to be working on the deal, but they slowed their feet, dragging their feet, were working on this deal, and he's not seeing the interest that he sees fit. So he's went home. He went home and left camp.
It's voluntary, but it's voluntary workout right now. Though.
Yeah, and they're saying he's probably not going to show up at camp.
Of all the quarterbacks in the division Aaron Rodgers is in, like, is he one or four? Where do y'all rank him in all of?
He's third. Fourth. He's third.
Wow. Third, fourth. Who's
he above? He's above whoever Cleveland's quarterback is.
He's above Shador?
So Cleveland is last.
Yeah.
And then the Steelers are next.
Yeah. Of course not.
Lamar Jackson. And then Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Because we don't know who Cleveland's quarterback
is. You have Joe Burrow over Lamar?
No.
I'm asking Lou, because I don't know if that's how he was ranking it.
1A, 1B.
Nigga, who's 1A? Can't ask you for 1B.
I'll go Burrow.
Who would you, FIFA, you go on Lamar?
Burrow is the best quarterback in that division.
Nah. So you go on Lamar.
Lamar.
Can you have a Lamar over Burrow?
No.
So you got Burrow.
It's a better quarterback.
Objectively, he is the better quarterback.
But he doesn't have more success.
Who says who?
I wasn't asked that question.
But at the end of the day, don't we judge quarterbacks on wins and losses? Is that not what Nick says? And who has more wins and losses?
We do, but what wins are you talking about with Lamar?
Did Joe Burrow make the playoffs last year?
Okay.
Where's Lamar done?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What wins are you celebrating?
Lamar,
I'm asking you a question. Yeah. What wins are you celebrating that Lamar has that Joe Burrow does not have?
We criticize Lamar, bro.
What I'm saying is this. It's all about what have you done for me lately. And Joe Burrow didn't get me to the playoffs, and Lamar did.
That's true.
My biggest thing is availability. Joe Burrow is out a lot more than Lamar is out.
Nigga, he was healthy last season. That don't make no sense. What are you talking about?
That's what I was get to. I said he's out more than he is out, and this past year he didn't even make the playoffs. So that alone.
Didn't Lamar go through an injury?
He did, but they don't want to talk about that. But
not like Joe Burrow.
He was injured. They said LeBron was injury prone.
He
got hurt that one year. He had
no. It wasn't that one year. Struggle. It was multiple years. He did not finish out the season. That's why people were like, maybe the Ravens don't want to re-sign him to a long term deal because because of his injury thing. That's why he had to ask to get traded to get paid. Niggas always act like this shit don't happen. Like, the fuck? Nah.
That's what I'm asking.
Shelton, what's the best win that Lamar Jackson has in his career, professional career? That's better than the best win of Joe Burrow's.
Oh, he doesn't have one. He doesn't have a signature win like that.
So you're just judging him as individual success. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm judging him off of volume.
I was just doing individual
Lamar success. Has more volume of success than Joe Burrow does.
Success of what, though?
Getting into the playoffs and Joe Burrow has had one good playoff. Joe Burrow has had one good playoff run.
He's had two. He went to back-to-back AFC championship
How many Lamar had?
How many AFC championship games has Lamar been to, FIFO? Is it one or two?
I don't know.
You don't know, but you on a sports program. You don't know, nigga. What you mean? We talk about it all the time.
I don't know, but I know he's been to the playoffs more times than Joe Burrow has.
That's fine. I just asked.
I know he has a higher win percentage than Joe Burrow. I know he got more MVPs than Joe Burrow.
He does.
I know he got more Pro Bowls than Joe Burrow.
He does.
How many more things more than Joe Burrow do I need to mention it before you, we like yo?
Lou,
like,
did he not say
that way?
Lou, did he not say winning is the thing that we talk about a lot, right? So what's
he has a better win percentage?
So you regular season, right? He does. But playoff record, who has the better playoff record?
You about to make me pull this up.
I'm telling you, you can pull it up and you're gonna sit back again because you're already gonna see the answer.
He's sitting back because he ate 5 burgers, Nick Combs.
I was gonna let him live because he's a young man.
Hey man, Lou Dort is having the game of his life. He's having that Denver game again, bro. 5 of 7 from threes. He's just pulling up from wherever.
And that's why I said,
hey, I'll tell you too,
no defense. Nick, if you let Lou Dort go off on game one.
You know, the only other telltale sign with Joe Burrow versus Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson 6-1 against Joe Burrow head to head. That's crazy.
He is regular season. Yes, he is.
And he has more pass yards, more passing TDs head to head.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's 5-2 in the playoffs versus 3-5 to Lamar.
It makes I know people are gonna say I'm biased, but
I'm still gonna take Lamar.
You are. I laugh because, like you saying, Shelton and Ed and FIFA, those stats that and records that you're talking about, it makes it seem like no question Lamar Jackson should be better than Burrow. But when you get to when the regular season ends, you get to that postseason, he don't look the same, and it's the craziest thing in the world.
I feel that, but Lamar Jackson is 73.7% win percentage, 45-16.
I don't know how Indy's hanging around in this game.
That's what I'm saying. As bad as they playing, they still are in this game. This should give them hope no matter what.
They down 13, though. Are they hanging around?
Yes.
Because you think about this. Think about if the Knicks were down 20. When Indiana was down 20 to the Knicks, then, Lou, I ain't going to talk about it.
Or you could pick Denver. When Denver was down, you know, they would make comebacks against OKC.
Mm-hmm. A couple buckets.
They just can't string together stops, and they can't string together enough
buckets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they keep missing. But yeah, and you know what? The interesting thing is they're playing defense, and I'm not doing this on purpose, Nick. But they're playing the same type of very similar style physical defense on the Pacers that the Pacers did to New York.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They can't handle it. They can't handle it. It ain't fun with the rabbit got the gun.
But they get a couple of stops and make a couple of shots, bro. Shooting themselves in the foot.
Ken, what you say? How did you start that sentence?
If
what a look at Lou.
Anything can happen in the fourth quarter, man.
Lou got it.
All they have to do is stay connected. It's like an 11-point. They're staying right within that 11-13 point margin.
Yeah, they close. I mean, it's not a blowout game. They still got time. It's the whole quarter.
They cannot close this quarterback. But Lou Dort killing them. That ain't gonna happen. So Chet, can we talk about Chet, man?
What you want to say?
He awful.
I'm hating. He ain't awful, bro. He's irrelevant to me. He ain't awful.
Okay.
That was not a foul.
That sounds.
Less you better harsh. Get all out because he's probably gonna be a champion in a couple
that
weeks.
That don't mean shit to me, bro. that only means something to people in the chat who want to use that to say something to me.
Shelton, Alex Caruso, NBA champion. Do you respect him at all? Do you want him starting for the Hornets at all?
No, I know I talked about him earlier, but no.
Chet got like 6.8 rebounds. He's just walking around, just waiting for a tip in or something.
He got but 5 rebounds.
I thought he had 8.
Damn. He got 5. He 2 for 8 from the field. Chet is out there.
And I would think this matchup would favor him.
Yeah, you would think, but he's not a physical guy either.
Is this about the best he's gonna be?
I would say
in his career.
He's only second year.
No, he's gonna be third year. All right.
But he didn't play his rookie year.
He didn't play at all his rookie
year. Still is his third year, nigga. What do you mean?
I mean is second year playing. Second year playing.
I count all – just like y'all count all them seasons that Joe Burrow was hurt, and I keep on saying, nah, he was hurt. Nah, that nigga, that still count. Nah, we count this shit too, nigga.
Hey, Did Caruso win? He didn't win a title with the Lakers, did he?
He was there.
Yeah.
Damn, he about your to get championship another player. One? That's crazy.
Your championship player.
People talk about them giving up on Caruso, and who was the big man who's with the Clippers?
Dwight.
Zubac.
Oh.
Yeah, they was like, those well, like two.
It, Zubac didn't help the damn Clippers.
Don't do that.
Oh, that is a foul.
He was shit. The way JJ coached a kid, he would have been on the bench for me. I'd rather have JJ Abrams coaching my team. Fuck out of here, nigga.
JJ from Good Times.
Jeez. You gotta play Dynamite.
Dynamite.
You got a Dynamite defense for sure, boy.
Man, it's crazy how Benedict Mathurin looks like, at times he looks like a player in this league. And then
I was about to say, that's how you know Indy down bad. When they put double zero in, that nigga come in the game like he Kobe. Like, oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to put the team on my back, nigga.
You don't know what you're going to get out of this dude.
He's like a toned down Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, that's a good comment.
Funny as hell.
That man can get you 30. He'll get you 30 one night, but then the next night he can get you
10. Yeah, he'll get you 30 when you're down by 20.
And see, again, they I don't know where y'all at, but I wish y'all catch up.
We ain't gonna never catch up, King. Go ahead.
Okay. So they stand. I'll wait until the quarter's over.
You're gonna be at home in the bed by the time we get.
I'm just glad they got it on ESPN. Gonna be the Plus, up but I was in trouble because I.
Sheldon got his shit linked up to the mic. That's why he ain't up to date with it.
I don't pay for cable, Nick. I got ESPN Plus. If this shit was on ABC only,
you got the Disney bundle with Disney Plus and all that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm watching.
Yeah, I still pay for cable. I just gotta have like, cause it comes with the Hulu package. I still like live TV. I'm sorry, I'm old school.
Yeah, agree. I agree with you, Nick.
Cause sometimes I don't want to pick a channel and or a show and shit. I just want to just turn something on. And
HBO bringing all that shit back, bro.
They are.
HBO bringing all the hell it is.
Nah, like Ken said, they bring that shit back.
Boom.
What 6-point game.
Hey.
Man, y'all over here worried about 10 and 13 points, bro. That ain't nothing.
I wonder if they be like telling Thomas Bryan not to shoot and then he hit it and be like, yeah.
I'm always surprised that he can shoot threes.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised that he can shoot threes.
Me too.
And that's a tough shot.
That was a tough shot. You can't let him get that shot off, bro. You got to send somebody at him.
Nah, but Ken, look, if you're going to live and die by something, you allow Shea to take that. It's the mid-range that you don't want him to get to.
Ken, what if people come on here talk about something? The number one thing is to eliminate Shea. This nigga getting dot up on a three-point line.
Because
this nigga, Shea got 28 points. What's the where the defense?
But that's what makes him a superstar. And also, did I not say that you're not stopping superstars in this league?
That I know, but it's like the clock. You know, clock is running down. They could have ran somebody to double the team at least.
Nick, you know,
Ken,
Nick, sometimes you have
a pause. Ken, what type of strategy is running a secondary player as somebody at the 3-point line? What type of defensive strategy is that?
That's a strategy not to let him.
Don't nobody employ that, dog.
I don't know. I think I disagree with that. I think I have seen that.
Here's the thing, though. Sometimes you can say, well, we know he's going to get his. We're going to stop the others. So you look at like a Jalen Williams and you look at a Chet and these guys. Those guys aren't beating them. Now, SGA getting his, but sometimes that's the strategy. And to be honest, that strategy is halfway working because you're only down, like we said, they're only down, what?
It's nine now.
So they should be out of this game based off how they've been playing. So their strategy on defense seems to be working pretty good.
That doesn't make no sense.
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it? If that, I'm
that,
shutting
that,
down,
that makes exact that makes perfect.
Yeah,
sense.
You shut down everybody else.
It makes no sense because the strategy is you shut down Shay and let everybody else beat you. Because
not necessarily,
not necessarily.
Look, Nick.
Can I finish my point before you go?
No, you can't. No, you can't. It's a bullshit point. It's a bullshit point. No, you can't. Look, Nick, at the end of the day, you know that strategy changes throughout the course of the game. Out the gate, yeah, we don't want Shay to do nothing. Oh, shit, Shay done made four shots. You know what? Hey, make sure that them other guys don't do nothing because it's Shay's night. Shay's out here being super efficient, hitting big threes and stuff. All right, you know what? You let that roll, like what Shelton is saying, and then you shut down everybody else. Look,
but you're not shutting down everybody else. How many points did Lou Dort got, Shelton?
I'm going to tell you right now.
14.
15. Rebounds and one assist in 30 minutes.
And he's your second leading scorer. So you are doing a good job. You keeping everybody else there. Everybody else.
The next highest scorer outside of Lou Dort is Hartenstein with 9. You're doing a damn good job.
We have a whole
that's quarter, why they're in the game.
And we have a whole quarter left. Shay has 28 points, shooting over 45%. So if that's slowing him down, I guess. And we have a whole quarter left where somebody else can go off and score as well.
But the thing is, Nick, is that the way that the game is going, who else is going to be that guy?
Yeah.
We about to see. I can't predict the future. We about to got a whole fourth quarter left.
But the thing is,
Jalen Williams.
He could. I mean, anybody could be. But once again, this strategy has kept them in this game. Like I said. Couple buckets, and it's a whole nother story. If it worked, if they come out winning this game, then the strategy worked.
I'm looking at all these stats real time. Do you know what the difference in this game is? OKC has 12 steals to Indiana 0, and Indiana has 21 turnovers, and it's a 9-point game.
So that the defense is fine. That ain't where their problems are.
Wait, so if they clean that up, you think we're looking at a different outcome?
100%.
Absolutely.
The defense is fine, but
look at how many opportunities.
And you only have a 9-point lead.
You got a talented offensive team like OKC. Look at how many more opportunities they've had because of your turnovers. So you didn't even get a shot at the basket on those. Cut that in half where it probably should. That's where it probably should be. If you cut that in half, you definitely looking at a totally different game at that point.
And the reason why I asked that is because that is something that might be fixable.
Right.
Moving into the next game, if you're Indy, you were like, okay, well, you know. Now, how much of that was forced by OKC, you know, is to be seen. But Indiana, 21 turnovers is insane.
Let me ask y'all something, right? Because over here, y'all talking about Indiana's not playing defense. OKC shooting 39.7% from the field. And Indiana shooting 45.6%.
Turnover.
Exactly, yeah. Ken. If Indiana would have had half the turnovers, they'd be up by a lot.
How did you start that sentence off, FIFA?
Yeah.
it means nothing to me.
Marley Colbert said they had 18 in the first half, so they've cut that down to 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had to. Nigga. They kept it up. This game is a blowout. Nigga.
But now it's back up to 13.
Thirteen is not a lot. They just got to.
What'd you say that shooting percentage was in the first half?
Just for the game,
40 something.
45.6% before these last couple of shots.
Well, maybe. Oh, yeah, it is. Maybe they. maybe they'll fix for game 2.
Yeah, that's what they playing for.
Maybe the second half is an indication of like, okay, now
we know how to play this team.
They just haven't figured out their offense yet.
Yeah. Well, they don't have a go-to guy for a bucket. Unless you're talking about what's his name, Mathurin. Hey, what about hey Mathurin? To, I told you, bro. He trying to take over. What
free throws?
Hallie gotta be a force, too soon. Though.
He gotta have a couple games. He
has to show up this whole series. He cannot do what he did in the next series where he shows up every other game. You're not gonna win. This is the finals, bro. If you ain't gonna show up for the finals, then when you gonna show up?
He gonna go back to be
and he got 10-5-8, and that's not enough. That is not enough.
No, that's nowhere close. He should at least be up to 18.
Mm-hmm.
15 minimum.
Or have a lot of assists, like 15, 16.
Right. If you're going to have 10 points, you need to be killing it with it. You need to be distributing the basketball.
I wonder how many of those they've missed that he's passed.
Well, not many if they're shooting damn near.
Yeah, they're still shooting a high percentage. So they're shooting at the right clip. He's just not the one that's distributing the basketball. So, and they got 18 assists as a team, so.
Who does OKC?
No, Indiana.
Indy.
Was this Nate Wiggins?
OKC ain't got 12 assists. That's crazy.
Nate Wiggins is a cornerback for the Ravens, Ken.
What's Wiggins? What's his name? Right. His name is Wiggins, though. They about to put it on this.
Aaron Wiggins. Yeah. He was right about the Wiggins.
Yeah, I don't think I ever, honestly, y'all, I really don't think I ever knew his first name. I know.
You ain't need to until now.
Wallace is another one that comes off the bench that has good moments. I think I know he's a Kaysen Wallace, I think.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, look at that defense.
Did Kaysen Wallace start today?
Need a stop right here.
Hey, man, Jalen
Williams. Ooh, that's not offensive? That's not offensive? Okay.
Ooh. Hey, look, here we go. Williams cooking.
Mm-hmm.
How is Siakam not having like a good post-up game this game?
I think it's the physical.
McConnell, what is you doing? At least you got it back.
I think he's trying, but I think every time he well, I don't know. I missed most of the first half, so I can't tell you. But I think they're running that. I think they're blitzing him.
Now they're not running offense to get him there.
That's what I'm saying. Like why aren't they like having him post up? Like
it's just not how they play. Like they in the third quarter they got some good post up looks.
How are you saying that's not how they play when that's what they did to
the Knicks?
To the Knicks.
That probably was the strategy that Carlisle called against them. But then again, look, I don't watch Indiana, so I'll defer to the Indiana fans on this one, honestly.
No, all I'm saying is that he's your bucket getter, right? And I've said it doesn't matter the team, you gotta get easy buckets for your bucket getter. And even though Siakam doesn't have the advantage in this series, that's an easier bucket than getting him to create off the dribble or having him hit face-up jumpers. Get easier buckets for your best offensive player in the half court.
Bro, they what can't is even y'all doing? The ball, bro. We hear you, Hotspot Casino.
Thank you, Chief Miyagi. Kaysen Wallace did start this game tonight.
That's that. Yeah, McConnell.
We was just talking about Williams, kid. People ask who don't show up. How many points he got now, son? He got 9.
I need him to get one more.
He got to get one more.
I bet on him tonight, so he need. I'm happy with him now.
Jalen Williams is their second best player.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah.
When he want to play.
Yeah, Ken, it's either him or Chet at times.
Nah, it's never Chet. But Jalen Williams be going off. And now, if he have a bad game, that's one that they can steal. And now B pointed out in the chat, and I feel like ever since B said it, it was happening. He said Jalen Williams too inconsistent.
Yeah, He's their version of Tyrese Halliburton because him and Tyrese Halliburton both are like that. One game they world beaters, and the next game you don't even know they're on the court. I don't understand it.
Who better?
Oh, Halliburton, sure. Because like I said, once again, he's more clutch. That's why he better. But once again, him disappearing the way he does, that don't help nothing. Like this game, like I said, this game, for example, you're losing by 15 points and you have 10 points and 5 assists. That's not enough. You're the difference in this game.
And he lose, we're going to forget all about him.
Yeah, right, right. You're 100% right. And everything you work for, that's what I can say I get it, because some teams just got your number. But you did all this work this season to get to this point. I saw Draymond talking about it. He was saying how the finals, when you begin the finals, like the hardest stretch, because you think about it, like, I made it all the way to the end. This ain't the end. You got to win 4 games. That's not a little bit. That's a lot.
Yeah,
and that's taxing. He was like, that's a whole nother season. And then if you lose it, that hurts worse than, he said, I'd rather lose in the first round than lose in the finals. He's like, because all you did was gave up a couple more weeks of your summer. So I was like, that's crazy. I never thought about it that way. Like, losing in the finals is pretty rough. Spike, that's like the Cowboys. That's why y'all get out so early. You already know what's going to happen.
Hotspot said they're keeping the game close. We got a Thunder fan in the chat. Hotspot says they're keeping the game close. I said they're being nice to Indiana.
Hotspot, you're right. And honestly speaking, from a basketball perspective, this can be viewed as positive for Indiana.
Because they ain't being nice. It's just how good Indiana is, though.
Indiana is a lot better.
People try to hate on how good Indiana is.
Yeah.
They can't beat them like that.
No. Them only being up 15 points, and it's crazy to say only 15, but we've seen this whole playoffs time in and time again.
All right, Sheldon, he's going to keep saying that until it's about 30 seconds left.
He can talk about the Knicks coming back against Boston. How about that?
Yeah, that's it. Better? Nick, yeah, but I'm just saying, we know that 15 points. What I'm saying is 15 points. I'm not saying this game in particular. I'm just saying a 15-point lead is not like, wow. Like when we watched Minnesota play Golden State without Steph Curry, we knew there was a dominant situation. In this situation, you're still close enough to where,
but you can get the next game. But has Indiana looked even decent at all this game?
No, but they've except like we talked about on defense, like they holding this.
But their defense, I mean, nigga, they about to be down by 20. They 5 points
away from down 12, right?
They 5 points away from down by 20, bro.
I thought they're down 12. I mean, I must be.
No, nah, they're down 13. And it's about to be 12.
Okay. So, y'all TV's a little bit faster.
Bro, Caruso out there being racist. Down 12. He just assaulted Ree Shepherd.
I told y'all said I was over exaggerating. I was like, bro, somebody going to cause a case and say, look, this nigga touched me in ways that I shouldn't be touched. Somebody go send an anonymous letter to Adam Silver. So it's a 12-point game. Alex Caruso, 21 minutes, 9 points, 4 fouls. Okay. Caruso on foul trouble.
Gotta get that rebound.
Nah, they just not playing hard.
I'll be damned if I dive on the floor like that and I don't even get the... He just wasted. Toppin trying to redeem himself from all them turnovers he had in the first half.
You think he talked shit to any ex-Nick people?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ooh, he got. Damn. Caruso.
Toppin getting cooked by Caruso is nuts.
Why? They're two different players.
Because you would think that Toppin would be the better defender because he's more athletic than Caruso.
But he's a four.
But he's not a simple four. He can move his feet.
But he's still a four, bro. A 1-2-3 can always be the four.
And even if you're right, if you're gonna foul somebody, make sure that they don't get the and one, especially in that goofy ass way. Caruso may get finals MVP, Cam.
Do what Deli didn't do.
Deli crawled so Caruso could run.
Big shot.
Okay.
They just need to get stops, man. They got to get stops.
And you said they had good defense, bro. We'll see. They're supposed to get these stops.
Hey, look, they're damn near halfway through the fourth quarter, and OKC still hasn't scored 100 points. To me, that's good defense.
They damn near halfway through the fourth quarter, and they haven't they haven't got this game into under five.
Now they're playing 1-on-1. Can't do that.
But that's a good take, though. That's a good take. It's a layup, Ken. It's a layup attempt.
Not with Nimrod. It's a layup attempt. Where is Halliburton, bro?
He about to get going now, Nick.
Where is he?
It's showtime. It's showtime. Uh-oh, here they go.
At this point, where is he at? They need him right now.
Big shot. Yep, timeout. Timeout.
There we go. Now it's under 10.
Yep, 8 points. But now here's the thing. This is where championship medal shows. You're on a run. The team that you're running on just called the timeout. You can't let them take the momentum back. Right now, you got to get a stop. Got to get a stop. You got to get a bucket. You got to put the pressure on them. Here's the thing: you get a stop and a bucket, they can't call another timeout right now, and they're gonna feel that pressure. So Indiana got to come out and play harder than they've been playing the rest of the game.
And SGA's coming back, so all he got to do is just get to the foul line, and they can win this game.
He's going to do that. I know Doris over there just tight. Oh, come on.
Can you watch that Predator movie?
Yeah. I'm going to watch it. I went and saw, what did I go watch? The Ritual with Al Pacino. That shit was awful.
You watch that over Karate Kid, nigga?
I don't want to see Karate Kid, but
I'm trying to save it because I want you to go see it, bro. I want you to go see it. I think you'll be surprised.
What's that show on Apple? Who said to watch that? That was really good.
Spike.
The neighbors.
Me and Spike.
But don't say anything. I'm three episodes in. And
it only gets better, Ken.
Yeah, it's good. If I didn't watch it already,
that shit has been slow.
But if I watch it already, Ken,
it picks up though. Like once it picks up, it picks up.
Stupid as hell. Let me finish the series, but just the premise is just dumb as hell. Mm.
It's a pure white man premise.
Yeah, for real, bro. It's the pure nerd. Yeah.
Hey, have y'all ever watched Shrinking on Apple TV?
Yeah, that's my shit.
That's a dope show too. Shit,
yeah.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Apple TV.
It's coming up.
They got some gems on there.
And they got this movie coming out with Franklin Saint.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Shout out to Adrian Wells. Appreciate it.
What up, Adrian Wells?
Now, while we're on the subject of conversation, I see you, Chief Miyagi. I got your tweet. I'm going to save your super chat. I'm going to save it for after the show. Presto T, did y'all see Bring Her Back for Frames?
What up,
Presto? I watched it. I saw it. I don't know if you
I'm cool on that demon shit. I'm cool on that demon shit right now, Ken. I can't do the demon shit right now. You can keep her there. Don't bring her back. Keep her there. It's too much demon shit going on right now. I think we already got Trump in office. I don't need no more horror stories.
Yeah, I watched it. I don't know if Mike's seen it yet, but he probably have. But no, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was some crazy shit going on there, but it's the other type of white people. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, you're so white, you don't think that somebody should die.
It's nuts. Knowing that they're gonna die regardless.
Right. That you're like, no, I gotta bring I got to bring them back.
The pass. See, great execution out of a timeout. Championship team, championship level teams do that.
Hey, FIFO, what's the coach of OKC? What's his name?
Hamburglar. I don't know. I told you. That's what he looked like. Know, man.
He's been there like 5 years.
Oh, that. Hey, that's the best. Hey, the best coaches you shouldn't know.
Nobody knows the coach name, bro.
I told you. His name is Ham. He look, don't even like Hamburglar look out the mask.
They got a creative coach. Don't nobody know where he came from.
He don't do. Does he even do interviews? We don't know shit about him.
Hey, what was that old coach? Donovan, Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan stole so much money from the state of Oklahoma. I'm upset for them. He ain't do shit with KD and Russ and all them niggas, bro.
Right. Mark Manigo. Mark.
Damn.
They go. Dango.
I made that.
What y'all call it?
Good, big shot. Big shot.
Mark D.
They need to string together two stops.
I thought they got good defense, FIFO. They should easily do that.
You talking about against one of the best teams in the NBA. Hey,
nigga, we in the finals. We one of the best teams. The Pacers okay, say we one of the best teams in the NBA.
They got to stop.
Okay. That's one stop. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Wait, hold on. Wow,
Nick. Don't say nothing. Let me watch the game. I think it's always hard to say shit. Damn.
I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry.
Are you watching it on ABC?
Yeah, I'm on ABC.
Bro, you gotta
watch it on Tubi.
I gotta switch.
Not right now, but
what you say? Hey, Nick, what you watching on Tubi? You watching on Tubi.
Hey, the jerseys don't even have names on the back.
Don't talk to me about you. You over here eating that Popeyes wrap.
Black ass street, people eating burgers.
this all past closing hours too, nigga.
I'm sorry. I said, where the hell people keep pulling burgers from?
I don't know where you're
I told you I was on the grill, man.
Hey, people made me order something to eat, bro.
Hey, show this.
Where hot sauce at? Hot sauce. Where you at? Hotspot Casino. My bad. Where you at?
A 4-point game. Right.
Hey, Sheldon, he acted like Terry Crews on Longest Yard. This nigga pulled out burgers out of the wazoo.
Oh, man. I said, God, yeah, he got one. Hey, he was biting out this one.
Hey, Sheldon, he would get upset and pull out two burgers. Like it's a magic trick. Like he just grabbed behind G and a burger.
Oh man!
I told you once SGA get back in the game, he got it's foul line. It's foul line to the end, nigga.
Oh man!
He about to have 40.
6-point game though. 6-point game.
It's a close game, but they got a hell of time.
One score, one stop. That's a 4-point game.
Oh, take Chet's ass.
All right, Jalen Williams, I need you.
What's Dort gonna do?
You need one more bucket, Shelton?
Yes.
What's the drama? What's the points?
He
9600.
Well, he got 9. He needs 11.
He'll get it. But if he don't, there don't it is right now, there, Shelton.
He got it.
No.
Now, I will say this. I bet Tyrese Halliburton under 9 points second half. I bet Shea under 16 and a half second half, and they're both holding steady. I thought that they would need SGA to score late in the second half, but
they do.
Yeah, they do. But I was thinking differently. I thought that they would be okay at this point. I didn't think Halliburton was going to do anything, which he only got 4 points in the second half.
Oh, yeah, that's a foul like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
Jalen Williams is pushed. I need 3 points from Siakam. Come on, Siakam.
Now you just asking for niggas to score down.
Yeah, that's too, I'm asking. Yeah, I'm asking too much.
You asking too much.
Nick kind of took it too far.
You did. I don't know what the hell, parlay you got.
Man, Siakam.
All you about to win is $100. That's it. You doing all that damn parlaying.
For nothing.
Got to make layups, man.
I told you he's a Nimrod, nigga.
Gotta make the layup.
Hey, Halle Band, bro, you gotta go to work, man. You playing.
Push.
You play. That's what, hey, go to work, bro. You playing out here. This is a, you can steal this game. Go get it.
Get this stop. One more stop. It's a different game.
You got plenty of time.
Push.
See, this is the problem with them. The problem with them is why is it 7 seconds in the shot clock and Halliburton didn't touch the ball? That was crazy. Like, that possession was insane right there.
Everybody else touching the ball except for the best player.
Yeah, but that was a good look he generated, though, Spike.
Mm-hmm. He did. Yeah, that was open. And Turner been hitting.
Turner got to hit that. But
amazing.
Especially after y'all see Chet blow that.
Dunk. Yeah, I saw it.
I just want to get that on record.
He hit the Pat Ewing.
Left that thing short.
Oh, take him.
Swing it back.
Ooh. Howie is off.
That's not the shot right now. You got to put pressure on the refs. He's warming up,
FIFO. He's warming up.
I'm going to go snatch Siakam up because he ain't even trying this second half.
I don't even think he's in the – I don't think they even got a game plan for him right now.
They don't.
To me, I would put Siakam right now on SGA down the stretch. Put a bigger body, get the ball out of his hand.
Isn't that a mismatch on
that's a cold ass shot by SGA though.
Somebody else.
I don't know who you put on SGA. I think I would stick with Nesmith and call him
today. Who that's hard that's been playing though.
But SGA is bigger though.
It should be Nesmith. Nesmith is strong.
My thing is
Shamar Hidu got me pleading for it.
he can harass Brunson. He can't harass SGA the same way.
That's why I want a bigger body. That's why I put Siakam on him. Like down the stretch, not obviously the whole game or nothing like that. But like in this moment, because here's the thing: what does SGA want to do? He want to get to the bucket right now. He want to get to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I would try to take that away.
Well, both teams are in the bonus now, so. And I think Caruso got four. I don't know if he how many.
Well, there's only going to be one shooting it because now they're pushing the lead back out. They had a chance.
Yeah, they did. I think
they blew it.
It's still, they can. Yeah. I mean, Indy can shoot threes.
I agree with Kim.
So it's over. They had
the chance. Don't say that. Yeah. That was
your run right there. You ain't going to get two.
Yeah, it was over. Yeah. They ain't getting no more stops like that.
My thing is, does Indy have a half court offense?
No.
Not sustainable one. Their best bet is to get out and run. If they can move the ball, like Ken said, even off made baskets, you get the ball up, secondary break, get the ball up the floor, push the pace, and that's your opportunity. You try to slow the game down. That does not benefit. That's not playing to your skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Siakam missed the free throw?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Jesus. Damn. Your Jordan is way ahead.
That's what I'm saying. He
got the top of the notch, like Xfinity Prime.
Hey, Nick, man, I need you to text Siakam, bro. Tell him, hey, man, you didn't give him a crap.
Yeah, too. This nigga missed both free throws.
Really?
Damn.
And he takes so long to shoot, you would think it's a perfect shot.
Thank you, Sheldon. Thank you, Sheldon.
I'm sorry, Lou.
Sheldon upset twice over.
That's my money right there.
Nigga, he did miss both free throws. Like, what are we doing? Oh, man.
Free throws and layups, man.
Yeah.
These free throws.
You gotta
make them. Free throws and layups, dog.
It's the finals, bro. You gotta make.
Yeah, you're an NBA player. You're a shooter like that. He's a shooter. You shouldn't miss those. There's no excuse for that. Down the stretch, in the finals, you got to make those.
And we've seen that cost some other teams in the playoffs. I won't mention the name.
Don't say who kid. Kid, don't say.
I'm not.
After all that,
that's why he froze.
So you getting two more?
He get one more.
Oh, they call lane violation.
I thought it was
Nick, that's why he froze.
Yeah, that's why he froze. Hating ass nigga. Every time you hate, you freeze up.
And then the phase two that's frozen.
Oh man.
Lou taking another smoke break. He's gonna come back with a neck bone.
Oh. Over there, Siakam.
Oh man. Did he miss another free throw?
Nah, he made the last
one. He made that one. He made it up for the last one. So he a shot away from what
yeah,
you
one,
need
one shot, Nick. All I need is one shot. SGA shooting the free throws down the stretch. That's what this is now.
There's still hella time left.
Where did they call the foul? Like, where's the foul? Who they call the foul on?
Oh, yeah, he had the ball first.
B said, Pacers won't go away. He love it. This is a basketball game. He's right.
He would say that about anything. FIFA, I'm going to tell you, by game three, bro, if your son over here crying, you know what I'm saying, hard to go to sleep.
Getting to watch his name.
Let him watch Nimrod try to go down the lane for a layup.
That's funny. Nick done kicked Ken off the stream.
Right.
I think that was Xfinity.
What is you doing?
He violated the policy. He talked about them too many times.
Yeah.
That's a big three.
Okay. Close game. What, 6-point game?
Oh,
still?
Wow.
Good split. All right, push, push, push. Get an easy bucket. Push, push.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Ooh.
That's how you feel? That's how you feel? It's three, Nick.
It's close. Yeah. I told you that.
Oh, you said what? You've been saying that.
You told him what?
It ain't over till it's over. That's what I told you.
Okay. Big shot, Dort. Uh-oh. Get that. Uh-oh.
Them dudes doing what they do. Why they wait to the end of the game and then they start playing that where they start taking these shots?
That's not a foul?
Nembhard and Nesmith go crazy at the end of the game.
I keep telling you, FIFO, the OKC, they don't call fouls. Like they play like it's the 90s.
It's more cooking.
It's more than cooking. That. It's every game. It's not even when they at home. Well, they finally called a foul. They be harassing niggas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did have verticality though. He had verticality. That's good defense on Dort.
Yeah, go to the doctor for that.
Yeah. And he blocked him on the way down. Good defense. That's a tough take by Shea as well. Like that to finish over two defenders like that.
And Siakam's, I'm surprised he didn't get a block.
He ain't built like that, Nick.
Just make a list.
What can he do? What is Siakam's best thing as far as offensively or defensively?
You know, honestly, he's just athletic. He's just a good all-around player.
He got soft touch too. His touch is really soft.
Pause.
Why I ain't even hear myself, bro?
You got soft touch. It's crazy.
Forgive me for that.
He said
it multiple times.
Man, so he got really soft touch. That's crazy.
See, like he just got that block on SGA.
Woo.
He has elite size for the position. You know what I'm saying? Like what is he, like 6'10"?
I'm so glad Rob Constantine is
6'10". You know what I'm saying? Good weight, long wingspan. And he's just very solid across the board. Very solid defender, solid shooter, solid free throw, solid handles. But he doesn't do anything elite.
Don't say nothing else about the game, y'all. I got to see this for myself. Damn,
we need Ken on here for this.
Oh. Oh.
What happened? Right, good defense. Get the Nick, rebound. Get the rebound.
Why your shit so delayed, Nick? Okay.
I'm watching on my phone.
Oh, man, you got cricket.
And I'm watching on my tablet, dude. Like,
you got that Obama phone watching.
You got a jitterbug.
You got an Obama phone. Oh, yeah, that's definitely
Hey, Obama, the main president that got a hell of shit named after him. That's Obama, not good.
No, all his stuff janky. Obamacare, Obama phone.
Nobody want Obamacare. Nobody want no Obama phone.
Damn, that's crazy. Oh, shit. Damn. Ken ain't coming back, huh?
No, Ken's not coming back.
He like, fuck that.
He gonna come back for the post game.
Right.
So, man, Lance totally said Indiana always have an Illuminati type run.
Indiana, yeah.
This did turn out to be a great finish, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was a good game throughout. Nick talk about it's a snooze.
It was.
15 was not 15. We said 15 was not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, evidently it is still enough. You're still up one, but I'm just saying,
not enough to put them away. You gotta in today's NBA. If you're not up 25 to 30, you're not put, that team's not put away yet.
Facts.
What are they challenging?
You know what's challenging for
the foul because they called out of bounds on Siakam, but they're saying it shouldn't be a foul on number 22 because he pushed Siakam out of bounds.
Yeah, he pushed him.
He did push him.
You look at the
that's a loose ball foul, bro.
You know the problems I have is you look at the free throws missed in this game, and that tells your story as well as the fact that we said Halliburton he ain't show up. Like he's done nothing.
But he's used to that. We used to seeing him do that.
That's how you gotta rate overrated.
Right.
Thanks.
They in the finals.
Oh wow!
What was the call?
I'm guessing OKC. He lost the challenge.
Yeah, they lost the challenge. Whoa! Oh,
Sheldon, relax.
For real, because my whole system y'all. Restarted.
I ain't even got to the old.
My browser's still loading.
Hey, look, yo.
I'm gonna miss it.
Mute him, Ken.
Mute me. Please, because I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh,
God damn it,
yo!
Oh shit,
he did it.
Nick,
he did it.
Hey, you now listen to crazy. Me from now on when we talk
do
about.
Y'all understand right what there. I'm saying?
That was crazy.
Holy shit. I can't even get back in the game.
Ken, you gotta see this.
I'm trying. Hey, this won't let me log in.
Y'all ain't gonna believe.
You have to see this. That's crazy.
Hey, that's crazy. Hey, what I say, man. Indiana, do you understand it?
Ken, I'll tell you since you're not watching. This is exactly what we talked about when we talked about him making moments and doing things.
Yep. Why he's popular.
Why he's popular. And this is what I'm talking
this
about.
This is some Reggie Miller type shit.
And on top of that, SGA could have sealed the game.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
This is some Reggie Miller shit. I can't believe you made that, bro.
I'm just trying to log back into.
Ken, just watch it on your phone. Watch
bro, this is so fucked up, bro.
That's crazy.
That dude got ice, and his dad was there to see it. He got ice water in his veins. And I'm going to tell y'all something I'm sick about right now, though. SGA needed to have 56 fantasy points. He had 55.5. Mm-mm. Which means all Halliburton had to do was, all he had to do was do one anything. I don't care what he did. He could have any 1 point, one rebound, one assist, one steal, one anything.
Point three. Do you even have time to get a shot up?
It's gotta be like a tip. Technically, no.
You gotta be a tip.
Yeah.
Point four for a shot.
That's crazy though. Like they dominated this game. Nick, you said it. They dominated, right?
They was up the whole game.
And what we kept saying, like 11, 13, they're attached.
Yeah, they're right there. And the defense kept them in it because they turned the ball over so much. Defense kept them in it.
That was I won't go that far because they was losing most of this game. But I'm just going to go SGA was not clutch at all. He had a chance to seal the game with a mid-range shot. That's his shot. He missed it, and they went down and scored.
Halliburton heard us talk about him.
I don't know if it's more Halliburton being clutch or SGA being not clutch, though.
I think it's more Halliburton being clutch.
Two things can be true. That's what I'm saying. Like, if SGA makes that shot, there's nobody cares. Halliburton making that shot doesn't matter. They still up. It's the fact that SGA missed the easy shot that he normally makes.
Look, man, this is a make or miss league, right? Yeah. And at the end of the day, this is what we were trying to tell you with Cooper Flagg in the NCAA tournament. He took that shot. Whether he made it or missed it, you want your best player taking the shot when it matters most. And both the best players on both teams took the shot when it mattered most. One missed, one made. Make or miss league. It don't matter if you went 0-12, bro. I'm the best player. Give me the rock.
He is. And that's in the league. And that's the thing.
I can't believe they won that first game, bro.
Can you just not seen it?
I'm seeing them walk off the court. I'm going to have to watch it all over again.
Oh.
I can't believe
it. This is what they do. Hey, this is what they do, man. Indiana do this shit, bro. Haven't they won the first game in every series?
Yeah.
I'm in shock right now. I can't believe they won this game.
They stole another one. They stole this one just like the first game of the Knicks.
Shelton, let me ask you. Are you in shock right now?
Yes.
Your name's not Shelton. Shelton, are you in shock right now?
No, yeah. No.
Me
That's
neither.
What we talked about the whole time.
The whole game. Y'all, 13 points, 15 points. Right. Them boys. No, it's not, bro.
Right.
No, it's not.
I'm not giving you that. You're saying you're not in shock because of what, though? Like, what did you see when they were down 13 and be like, oh, the Pacers may win this game?
Like I pointed out previously, they had 21 turnovers, zero steals, and they were down by 12 or 13 points the majority of the game. Yeah. You should be blown out. If you give up the ball 21 times, just do the math, right? Let's just say on half of those, let's just say on 12 possessions out of 21 possessions, they scored 2 points, not even a three. That gives you a plus 24. And they were only down 10 to 13 points.
We're talking hot spot casino at.
And they didn't have any steals. If you're in the game and you have those type of margins, the game's not over. You're in the game.
And we talked about how Halliburton had not shown up, had not done that, – that's something else for Indiana to be encouraged about. Halliburton hadn't done nothing all game. But when you needed that bucket, when you needed one, all you needed was a bucket. Who did they? It wasn't even a question where the ball was going. You knew who was going to take the shot. And like the other 80 times he's done it, he's made it. So you
call him hella, man.
You got to give him his props. You got to get that man his props.
Hey, Ken, I'm hating this. This shit. I'm disappointed at SGA.
Look at this. Look at this. At most go ahead or game time field goals in the finals, in the final 5 seconds of the fourth quarter overtime since when? Hold on.
97. But I don't even think Halliburton thought that shit was going in, honestly. He didn't.
He don't ever think his shit going in.
Like he wasn't even prepared for it to go in. He was just kind of leaning like, oh, shit, going in. All right. Let me do something for the cameras. But look, that's on SGA.
Thank you.
SGA got to win that game, bro. You can't let that happen. I'm sorry. You just can't let that happen. And
you know why this is not on SGA, Ken? This is on the others. The others got to step up. SGA played his game.
He the MVP, FIFO. He the MVP.
He the MVP, bro.
He scored damn near 40.
He knew the others weren't playing. Because he scored damn near 40.
Even though FIFO, I'm with you. He took the shot. He got to make that one though. And I'm with y'all. I got to give it to him. He got to make that one basket.
That's all I'm saying, because the one basket eliminates what Halliburton just did.
Right.
It don't matter if he makes that shot because you're still up. Now you're putting AD on. They got a foul.
That's not the story of the game. We're not going to marginalize this entire game to one shot.
It came down to that possession, though.
The story of this game is that OKC did not capitalize on the 21-plus turnovers that they had in this game. This should have been a blowout. If you force 20-plus turnovers, you should blow out a team, bro. That's like playing football, and you got 4 interceptions and 2 forced fumbles, and you got the fumble recoveries, and you lose by 3. What?
FIFO, you're not entirely wrong, but this is the finals. He's the MVP. He is the guy. He is the man. The game got tight, and you got to make a shot. My thing is, you cannot leave this game in a situation where Halliburton can go steal it from you, and that's what he did.
There's a reason why there's 2 teams in the final and not just one, Ken. And at the end of the day, you know, as much overrated, underrated we want to call Tyrese Halliburton, we know this, that man is clutch. They just showed the stat. They just showed the damn stat. And at the end of the day, you're in a team game, again, it's the turnovers. I don't care what y'all say. It's the turnovers, bro. You have to capitalize on the turnovers. If you don't, this is what happens. You let a team stick around the whole time. What I've been saying, this is within striking distance.
He choked, bro.
You
just said it.
FIFO, I'm with you, but he the MVP, man. He got to get.
They had 24 turnovers and lost. That's not a choke.
Yeah,
you can't let them lose this. You can't let them steal this game from you.
Yeah, he had 38. He needed 40.
Like to Ken's point, what you just said, if they had all those turnovers and they were up most of this game and you lose like that, again, Halliburton did what he had to do because, of course, he's on the other team. He want to win. Yeah. SGA was like, bro, we can close this out right here with this shot.
Look, obviously, like I said before, it's a make or miss league. He missed the shot. But the whole game doesn't come down to just that one shot. They should have been put Indiana away.
We understand. I you're right. In the context of the game, because and in a lot of games, we always say it doesn't come down to this one play. But at some point, it does come down to the one fucking play.
No, it that don't. Came even down even you in the chat says one shot don't decide the whole game, bro. It didn't decide that game.
FIFO, but it did. It did.
Exactly.
It did not.
That game was decided, we're just gonna agree to disagree.
FIFO, what was the most important play of this game, would you say?
The most important play of this game, I would say, is in all honesty, it's the 3 by Miles Turner and then the 3 by Double Zero in the left corner. Those 2 shots, because that's what turned the tide. That's what turned the tide for them. That's what closed the gap from like 13 or whatever down to 4. And then once they got it to 4, it was a one-stop game.
And once they got it to 4, SGA should have been like, all right, let me go ahead and put.
And that's what he did, but he missed the shot. But it shouldn't have got to that point.
But it did, though.
But he took the shot. It's not on him because he missed.
He missed.
Why do people love MJ as much as they do?
Bro, you know he missed more shots than he made.
Why do we talk about those?
We don't, but we should.
But you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about Halliburton's make and SGA's miss. That's all that matters, bro.
Like you said, it's the make or miss league. You talk about it.
So then let me ask you this: then why are we watching the game? Why don't you just check the damn box score? It'd be like, oh, well, it is what it is. Like, no, you watch the game because the series of events that led up to it gives you the context in which you need to.
Exactly.
The analysis of the game is that they had 20-plus turnovers and they should have blew Indiana out. That's why you should have never been in the game.
People, I get what you're saying, but part of that, too, is on him because he's the team leader. My thing is I'm going to galvanize these guys and let them know, look, we need to be playing. We're not playing good enough to play winning basketball at this point. As the team leader, he got to get them rallied up to play. It's not just, you know.
But let me ask you this. Can we honestly say that OKC played with the majority of the momentum 98% of that game?
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
So then what do you – I don't understand how you don't understand what we're talking about.
I understand. I hear what y'all saying. I just don't agree.
I'm not erasing any of the things that preceded it. They were very, very, very important because they got to the moment that we're talking about. Because you don't get to that moment without them. They are the things that allowed SGA and Halliburton to make moments in the playoffs. All of those things. But when we get here, when we get to those moments, this is when these guys that we love, that we look at to be superheroes, put the fucking cape on, bro.
Yeah, if the game is gonna come down to the margins, because y'all like, people, you and Sheldon were saying like, bro, that 15 points, 13 points ain't a big enough lead in the fourth. If the game's coming down to the margins, then that means that who's gonna make that one shot? Halliburton made the shot. SGA missed the shot. We'll see how game two. Now that puts all the pressure on OKC for game two because they got to win that game.
Exactly. The parts you're talking about, we talked about all of those things during the game. Hey, it's an 11-point game. It's a 13-point game. They need to put these boys away. They letting them hang around. Oh, shit, it's a 14-point game. Oh, it's back up now. All of these things we talked about, these are the things that were going on that we were documenting and talking about. And then – when all of that shit was done, it came down to two guys. One won it, and one didn't win it.
I agree with Q. He says in the chat, OKC as a team, let Indiana hang around. If I'm the coach, I don't give a fuck about one shot. I care about why we didn't convert 24 turnovers into a 30-point lead. And at the end of the day, that's all I'm talking about.
Q's correct, but you got to take the team leader in account when we talk about that too. It's not just a coach; he's a coach on the floor.
But did he play a bad game or a good game?
Oh, he played a really good game.
MVP game, except he missed
the except when it all right. Except
so missed he missed the, then he missed the M.
We talk about we talk more about just basketball and you playing. It's more than just you. We talk about I'm gonna be honest. We give coaches way too much credit. A lot of coaching is done on the floor. Your job is not just as MVP. My job is just not just to get me involved in the game. I got to get everybody else involved in the game as well. That's what SGA is good at. That's why he had like 3 assists in this game. And that's not good. That's not good. That's not his normal standard. He's been averaging about 7 assists a game. So in saying that, you got to make sure these guys got to get going. You got to make sure that you're getting some help. You got to make sure that they playing ball. Williams, sometimes you got to kick him in the butt.
Yeah, not to go back to these you know, superhero, heroic, iconic figures. But, I mean, they are who they are for a reason. And that they're part of the reason why we take such a very elementary approach to the game. Is because there are moments in the games when Kobe was like, okay, yeah, they ain't got it. Or when Kobe, I'm not going to lose this game. You know, because Kobe's looking at the game like, damn, man, we have all these turnovers and they're still within the margin of error for us to lose this game. And Kobe does what it takes to win the game.
Hey, so Tiffany said, Spike is fighting for his life.
Hey, Spike, we'll holler at you, bro. Hey, we'll holler at you, bro.
Go ahead, bro. But it's Friday Eve. Go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Rest easy, bro. You did your job. Yeah, you clocked in, nigga. You clocked out.
I'm listening. You know, I heard everything you said.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's really hard because it's like we it's like everything that people saying is contextually and factually correct. But those are the things that help decide the game. And that's when SGA got to come make it not such a deciding factor when he walk away with the L.
I'm just saying, like, when you see a game get out of hand, you expect your best players to handle it. And Halliburton came through. SGA didn't. We'll see game two. You know what I'm saying?
Who ugly played a better game? SGA or Halliburton?
Who won?
Who played a better game? Thank you.
SGA.
Hey, quick question. Who is Halliburton's NFL comp?
No. I would say
Tua.
But no, SGA played a better game.
I would say Tua.
Tua?
Nah,
I would say he's Brock Purdy.
That's a good. Yeah.
I ain't mad.
Nah, because yeah, Brock Purdy has all pros around him. Who Halliburton ain't got all stars around him?
What about Eli Manning?
Nah, he got to have championships.
Got to be champion.
There. Yeah,
Philip Rivers.
Someone who hasn't won titles yet, but has made deep playoff runs.
Philip Rivers. Mm. Awkward. No. Weird throwing motion makes other people better, but couldn't win the big one against better players.
Hey, Marley, you're right. We were shitting on Halliburton up to that point. Yeah. We documented that too. Where the fuck is Halliburton?
It erases it. It erases everything. Because to me, this is something that players always say. They said, I'd rather, I could live with like a 15-point game with a win than a 30, 40-point game and a loss. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's at the end of the day, we don't do this for just stats. Especially at this stage, you ain't doing this for stats. You're in the finals.
Yeah, you just want to put one number on the board to get to four. So, yeah, Halliburton played like shit, and he had one moment, and that's all he need. And we'll see if it carries over to two, because it might be the only one they win. We don't know, but it could open the door.
I'm going to hate – if OKC loses again, it's going to be two things I hate. One – I probably won't watch the NBA for the whole season. You can leave me off. And two, FIFA will come back here to Muslim. I told y'all these niggas was young.
hey, all I know, Nick, I've been more right than you because you called a sweep. And that game one, that's a wrap.
Listen.
That is right.
OKC and five.
All right, so let's look ahead real quick. What can OKC do to win game two?
They got to put them away early.
He was going to say, score 30 points off 24 turnovers.
If they are able to have the defensive pressure that they had early in this game and they force as many turnovers as they did, they got to step on their neck and be up by 25+. If you don't, this is what's going to happen again. You cannot allow Indiana to hang around within striking distance. 20 points is striking distance. 25, 30 points, you put them to bed. You got to put them to bed.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. And Shelton, you can answer this if you want. 24 turnovers, is that an anomaly? Can we expect that many?
No. We won't. I don't think we'll see 24 turnovers again. I think more than anything, you're going to have the other step up and contribute. SGA had to do it all by himself tonight. You're going to need – Williams is going to have to show up in game two. That's not a question. Chet's going to have to have a double-double.
He about close to have a James Harden-ass career if he don't show up this finals.
Yeah.
Williams, that is. Chet, again, like I told y'all, he's irrelevant.
Trash.
I couldn't even tell you what he did. What are you doing this game, FIFO?
Nothing.
what highlight you see in Chet this game except for that open-ass dunk? And that's what the game came down to, Keith. Yeah. That Patrick Ewing ass layup.
Okay. So well, and we know Rick Carlisle, he's gonna make adjustments, he's gonna review the film.
Shout out to Nembhard and Nesmith.
The play that they did. So the coach's challenge that he did, it came back and it got him the possession they needed.
Mm. Yeah, and he
they didn't win that challenge.
No, but I'm saying, like, because of that, it allowed them to reset on defense in a way that I think was like, okay, we can live with, like you said, people, we can live with SGA taking this shot, and if he do, we'll come up with something else. But he didn't. They let the clock run out.
What I will say is to your point, Shelton, is that everybody else got to step up, and OKC, not OKC, but Indy, they always just play as a unit, as a team, and somebody's gonna step up and do something. Tonight, I didn't even look at the box score, but I remember Obi hitting some big threes, and
he did.
Let me see if I can
pull it up. He had to though, because he was fucking up most of the
Miles Turner hit some big threes.
Yeah. Miles Turner,
everybody Nahar, had a moment,
and double zero. All three of them guys hit big timely shots.
Neesmith, Nembhard, they all played well.
Neesmith had 12 rebounds.
I ain't realized Obi Toppin had 17 points. God damn.
Damn, he was 5 of 8 from three. And Lou Dort missed his last two three pointers.
Dort missed all them threes that we talked about giving him praise for. He missed all his shots damn near after that.
Yeah, he was 5 of 7. He finished 5 of 9. We knew that wasn't gonna keep up.
He ended up looking like a dork.
It looked like Obi Toppin kind of
to hold them under 40%. That was a great defensive effort by Indiana. Mm-hmm.
And
that's
FIFO.
Great team defense.
We over here giving them 2020 hindsight flowers, nigga. Fuck all that shit. OKC choked. Let's say that.
I don't know. So yes, they did, but also FIFO, they shot 30. They still were under 40% as a team from the field. OKC was, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was missed shots or great defense. Maybe it was a little bit of both.
It was a little bit of both. But again, this is why I continue to highlight the turnovers. How do you have that many turnovers and shoot under 40%? Because if you convert turnovers into fast breaks, even if it's a jump shot, it should be damn near uncontested, and we should be getting layups and open shots off of 21 turnovers.
Yeah,
off of 24 turnovers for the game.
Yeah, you cannot have 24 turnovers and lose the game.
And lose the game.
Yeah.
24 turnovers and only 110 points scored total. So
that don't
don't add up. You can get 110 out of your regular possessions.
They should have been able to score 40 plus off of the turnovers alone.
They were down by 15 with this game damn near over. That's crazy, bro. And
Indiana only led for 0.3 seconds.
SGA should be ashamed of himself.
All right, man, I'm done with y'all, bro.
Hey, real quick, we got a couple of super chats. For Shaw to be the face, I thought this was going to be in his favor, but apparently it's not. For Shaw to be the face, I think you have to repeat. There has not been a repeat champ in the last 8 years. And since then, the defending the face have only been Bron and Steph, who lived in June. This was supposed to be spoken for in his favor, but it apparently is not. Because he fucked up the church's money. Needed 40. That guy Cardo, Halliburton, the auto mulatto, don't count him out.
That's it.
And Donovan Mason, Halliburton had to make a shot, and he did. SGA had to, and he didn't.
Boy, I can't stand this shit, bro. And his goofy ass looking chopped and screwed Sam Cassell looking daddy.
Yeah. So, anyway, hey man, we gotta keep same energy, bro. So SGA has a chance to redeem himself. But anyway, man, we'll leave it there, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Hey, Luke. Peace. Good night.
Shut up.
And sweet dreams.
It's a beautiful nightmare for Nick.